Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Eden with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the federal government has rejected an application to stop the development of the Victoria Park Olympic site, made to uphold the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act. New Olympic laws introduced by the LNP in 2025 removed First Nations peoples' right to protect the heritage site despite claims to work with First Nation partners. Current discussion is underway between an independent facilitator and Yagarabul people for the construction of the park to respect the cultural site and incorporate heritage.
In more local news, police have been on the hunt for a Brisbane man seen revving a chainsaw from an erratic vehicle. Along with another man driving, the aptly dubbed Chainsaw Man, was protruding from the rear passenger window in the city's east, along Manly and Lauder. Pedestrians identified the two men were driving what appeared to be, or similar to, a Toyota Corolla or Hyundai i30. A police spokesperson notified that investigations were still ongoing, issuing an alert yesterday seeking accounts from witnesses as well as potential dashcam or mobile footage. In national news,
US mining giant Alcoa is currently under investigation by the Environmental Protection Agency in Western Australia over allegations that it mined too close to a sacred Jarrah tree. Western Australia's Greens MLC Jess Beckerling trespassed onto Alcoa's lease in order to verify claims that the Jarrah tree had been disturbed and toppled. Her documentation and report to the EPA kick-started the investigation for Alcoa's breach. If proven, it would force the company to cease the entire mining project throughout WA until the conclusion of the investigation. Alcoa has been mining bauxite as a key component of aluminium manufacturing since the 1960s.
Now we go to Victoria, where hackers have stolen student data in a cybersecurity breach. While alerted last night by the Education Department, it is still unconfirmed how many were affected or even how long ago the system was intercepted by the attackers. Information obtained included the names, emails, and students' year level. A government spokesperson assured safeguards are now in place, such as the temporary disabling of systems. Too little, too late. This breach affected both past and current students.
In international news, former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol may face the death penalty if he is convicted of raising a rebellion in the country. Yoon was removed from presidency in April 2025 after a botched attempt to implement martial law in the country in December 2024. His most serious charge carries a sentence of the death penalty, or life imprisonment. Under South Korean law, prosecutors have to ask the judge for either one sentence or the other. The prosecutors in Yoon's case have asked for the death penalty. The court's verdict is expected to be delivered in February.
Now for your weather today. Brisbane is partly cloudy with a low chance of rain. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14.5, which is in the extreme bands. Now that's all for your news for 9 a.m. Zedlines will be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.